DOD and VA are already working on combining their separate electronic medical records into a single seamless one. The department's previous plan had them shutting down their legacy patient records, Alta and Vista, and replacing them with a joint system by 2017. Some of the initial capabilities of the integrated electronic health record are scheduled to go online in San Antonio, Texas, and Hampton Roads, Virginia, by 2014. But Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says he and VA Secretary Eric Shinseki want to move that timeline to the left.
Secretary Shinseki and I agreed to develop a joint DOD-VA plan for accelerating this program to try to integrate our health care systems. And what we said is that we want to be able to meet or beat the schedule that we've established as targets here. We've asked that that plan be presented to us by early January. We've got to do everything we can to move this on a more expeditious path.
Spokespeople for DOD and VA both say there's no specific revised timeline yet. More details on the instructions won't be available until the DOD-VA Integrated Program Office presents its plan to the secretaries a month from now. Panetta spoke at a joint press conference with Shinseki after the leaders of the government's biggest departments held their 11th meeting on better integrating their operations. They used the joint briefing to also announce what they promise will be major changes to the program that helps separating service members prepare for their return to civilian life. The Transition Assistance Program, or TAP, under orders from Congress, is now a mandatory program for everyone who leaves military service.
The Vow to Hire Heroes Act mandated that all service members participate in the TAP program in order to prepare them for life after the military. We've got a large number of individuals in the military, you know, as we transition over these next few years in terms of our force structure, we're going to have a lot of people going into this system. And I'm delighted to report that we're very satisfied with that the requirements of the VOW Act having been fully tested in terms of effectiveness at all 206 installations, is ready to go. We're on track to implement additional tracks for service members interested in education and technical training and entrepreneurship by October 2013.
DOD says the redesigned program will be called Transition GPS. It's a partnership between the Pentagon, VA, and the Department of Labor. VA Secretary Eric Shinseki.
The new program provides a warm handoff from service member to veteran status to ensure all who served are prepared to transition into civilian life and that they have access to VA benefits and services they've earned.
DOD says the new program will bring together various agency activities that have had the same mission up until now, but haven't necessarily been integrated. Requiring departing service members to get briefings about VA benefits and attend employment workshops run by the Labor Department is phase one. As the program matures, the Pentagon wants the military services to start preparing service members for transition long before they take off their uniforms. DOD wants to have a transition process the Pentagon says will encompass the entire military life cycle in place by 2014. The idea is to give service members transition training at several points throughout their military careers. But Shinseki says whether military members successfully make the transition to civilian employment or not, it's still far too hard for them to get VA benefits, due in part to the paper-based process that's still used by much of the Veterans Benefits Administration. VA's answer to that is VBMS, the Veterans Benefits Management System.
Why in this department, where we have one of the country's best electronic health records in our benefits administration, we're paper-bound? So we've been developing this tool for the last 2 years. It's in the process of being fielded now. We'll be at 18 of our regional offices before the end of December, and we'll be fully fielded with this automation system in 2013. That puts us on track to eliminate the backlog, as we have indicated we would in 2015.
Panetta says to make future veterans' claims easier, his department has also agreed to conduct more detailed physical exams on service members when they leave the military.
And what that does, frankly, is it helps expedite the process so that we don't have to go far back into their past to try to determine whether that claim is valid or not. This will help ensure that if a service member wants to file a claim in the future, the VA will have the health information they need from DOD at their fingertips and can more quickly process that claim.
Shinseki says VA and DOD have a lot of work to do toward making their IT systems and business processes more interoperable. But the ultimate goal is to make the handoff of healthcare and benefits responsibility completely seamless.
So that an individual who is raising their right hand and taking the oath swearing into the military today, when they choose to leave in a few years down the road, whether it's 3 or 20, that those records are already resident in the VA system.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.